This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Carlos, what happened with Nimmo on that play in left field? And is there any concern that something could flare up on him now moving forward?
Yeah, so looks like, I don't know if the spike got stuck there with the turf and little hyperextended, the knee there. We want to have the doctor take a look at him. He was able to manage. He was stable and played through it, obviously, finished the game. I kept checking with him. The trainers continue to check with him. So, yeah, we'll see what the doctor says here, and we'll go from there. But as of right now, I'm not too concerned. But, again, let's see what the doctor says here.
And that was his left knee?
No, that's the left knee. So he was, right knee was the one that was he was dealing with in spring training. So, yeah.
Did he have to convince you to stay in? It looked like you guys had a bit of a discussion before.
No, yeah. So when I went out there, you know, obviously, as I'm running towards left field, it looked like he was in pain, right? So I'm thinking he's probably going to come out of the game. But took a second there, kind of walk around, and he said he was good enough to continue to play. And he's smart. You know, he knows himself better than anybody. He's not going to risk it. So, and then again, the trainer checked him, and he finished the game.
And how did he look to you the rest of the way?
Fine, you know, again, managing a little bit, probably, but fine, nothing that, you know, for me to let him continue and finish again there.
That one's so tough, really.
Yeah, I think the secondary pitches, he had to use them, and because fastball command was a little on and off. He's got life on the fastball, but I thought, you know, the way he used the changeup and the curveball, you know, effectively, you know, kind of kept off balance, and you know, he went deep there.
He had the walks there in the third inning, walked Pete to force in the run, and then you really had your shot there. But it's just frustrating that you couldn't tack on there.
Yeah, I mean, it was two outs. You know, I thought we had some really good at bats there. You know, it was good to see Tyrone beating out the double play and keeping the inning alive. Lindor walks, Soto walks, P walks, and then we just didn't come up with a big hit with two outs, you know. But I thought on that inning, we took some really good at-bats.
The last handful of series, I think ever since Washington, it just feels like it's been a little bit more of a grind than it was before that. Are you seeing anything differently from the group over this stretch?
Grind as far as...
I mean, just wins and losses not coming as easily as it did in the weeks before.
It's never going to be easy, you know. and that's what makes the big leagues the big leagues, you know. You're going to go through stretches where you got to find a way, you got to fight, and you're going to go through some ups and downs. And what I feel like overall, we've been right there on every game. The guys continue to compete, and that's what you want. Right? Obviously, you want to come up on top, and we will. But, yeah, nothing to concern there.
Good to see from Peterson tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was better than the number, other than that pitch to Gurriel for the two-run homer. You know, we don't make a play, and that's a completely different inning. I thought, you know, he used all of his pitches. I thought the fastball was good, the changeup, slider. But again, I think, you know, a play here and there, you know, again, one pitch to Gurriel, but I thought it was good.
What did you think of Grichuk getting a double on that one?
We just didn't make a play there. So once you get past Vientos, as far as Nim plays off the line, like double.
I meant credit with a double, because, I mean, it looked like it went right through Vientos.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it looked like it was right at him, so.
A couple walks tonight. Soto passed Mickey Mantle for the most walks by a player who hasn't turned 27 yet. What's it mean for a player to accomplish something with their name next to a guy like that, and also just about his ability in general to just get on base?
Yeah, pretty impressive. And when you're talking about those names, you know, as it's only 26 and he's already in, you know, in that category, that's elite. You know, that's not easy to do, and that's what makes him a special hitter. You know, his ability to control the strike zone, and he's done it since he got to the big leagues, and it seems like he continues to get better at it, you know, and he's not afraid to take his walk. If they don't want to pitch to him, he's just gonna get on base. So pretty big accomplishment there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.